The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Well, welcome back.
Hello, meatballs.
So, Nicole, how is your morning going?
Morning was very hectic, you know, with the kids. So it's summertime. The kids aren't in school, so running around trying to get them to camp, and then Angelo goes to his preschool, and it's just a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I can't sleep in. I have to be up, and, you know, the summertime, you want to sleep in and, like, not worry about anything.
For sure.
Like, cartoons in the morning. No, bitch. It's running around trying to get the kids out of the house. Yeah. And you still have, you have two toddlers, so.
Yeah, so, but it's funny. The Buckners are not morning people. My kids sleep till, like, 9:30.
Oh, so they're me.
Yeah, they're meatballs.
They're meatballs.
So today, when I left, they were, like, still sleeping, and I'm like, bye. But I was annoyed because my coffee never came.
The worst.
Yeah, I reserved it last night from Wawa for 7 a.m.
Oh, you were professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need my coffee in the morning. Yeah. And then I look at my app, and it's like 8:23 is coming. It's late. I'm like, what the fuck?
Did you have to make your own coffee?
Yeah,
I see you have your mug.
I had to make my own coffee. And I mean, I could make my own coffee. I just suck at it. And it's either too strong or too, like, weak. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't, like, I was a little annoyed. First world problems over here.
Oh, literally. That's like my Starbucks. If I don't have my green tea latte, because you know I can't do, like, caffeine.
Yeah.
So I can only do green tea latte because it has a little caffeine. Caffeine makes me shake and, like, paranoid. It's weird. So if I don't have my green tea latte in the morning,
it has, like, the matcha, right?
Yeah. I'm cranky if I don't have it. I feel like I'm not complete. Yeah. I feel like I can't start my day.
Yeah, I feel, like, a little, like, loopy, I guess. Like, but.
Yeah.
But now we're here.
So now we're waiting on our mimosas.
Yeah. Here we go. Coffee to champagne, people.
Mimosas.
You know.
So I feel like this is our day because we're in studio, and it's going to be hard for us to get into studio.
Yeah, we have a lot coming
up.
We have the kids, and then we have our new season that's out, and the new season we're filming.
Yeah, so we're starting another season, and we're starting to shoot that. They want to start next week.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, my God.
I know. I'm like, I need, like, we a don't little get a break more from of a mental show. Break.
Literally.
They're like, you've just, you know, it's your time. It's going to be coming on again. I'm like, we just finished airing in May.
Yeah, we only had like a month break, not even.
So I'm like trying to get all of my family stuff in, like.
Same.
In that month without, you know, the cameras and stuff, which is fine because I do love seeing my meatball and like.
Same.
But, you know, a little break could be nice.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy like not having to do myself.
Yeah, well, I gave up on that with Jersey Shore.
No, yeah.
Like, I always wear no makeup anymore. I'm like, you know what? The fans, they know me.
No.
They
I don't want to do makeup. Worst. I don't want to get dressed. Like, I want to be in shorts and a sweatshirt every single day. Like, I don't have the energy for it anymore. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what I look like.
Honestly, when we do like scenes at home and stuff, I'm like, it's reality, so I'm just not going to put on my makeup and stuff. Like,
yeah, no,
this is
I'm
what I would be.
Mm-mm.
But, like, when we do the family vacations and we actually go on vacation and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we'll dress up.
We'll dress up and do makeup because that's, like.
Like, if we go to dinner.
We're out and, like, you know. But I gave up doing my makeup. I'm like, this is supposed to be reality. I'm not sitting with a full face of makeup in my house.
Well, you can tell who the moms are on the cast.
Oh, for sure.
Because me, you, and Jenny look like slobs.
Yeah.
We're just like, we're not getting ready today.
Jenny does put on a nice face more than the meatballs.
Yeah, she does.
The meatballs usually look like...
I just put a hat on. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't even brush my hair.
Sometimes I just... Yeah, I'm like, it is what it is. This is what I... A messy bun.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just
what
it is. This is how I am at my house.
Yeah.
This
We're
is
not
how
the Kardashians here.
I'm like, I feel like people would rather see that than like dolled up moms all the time because that's not real, you know? And for the moms
even...
that do that, more power
Amazing.
To you.
Amazing. Good for you. Me, I can't do it.
I don't have it in me.
No, I can't do it.
To do that. I honestly hate putting on makeup.
Same.
I hate it. I hate it on my face. Like, I'd rather, if I could go no makeup always,
I feel like
I would.
Like my face without makeup.
Yeah.
Now.
Same.
Like, for a reunion when we have to, like, get all dolled up and shit, I'm like, I don't like this.
I know.
It's like, I can't wait to take this makeup
like,
off.
Like, the eyelashes bother me.
Yeah, too much.
But yeah.
So I hope you guys are enjoying the season. We're a couple episodes in every Jersey Thursday, 8 p.m. And a lot of shit went down this season.
Oh, yeah.
Sam's back.
Sam is back. Mm-hmm. And I am so happy she's back. Good Same. For her. Like, I feel like it was her time mm-hmm. to come back. She needed her little time away. But yeah, I'm happy she's back. And honestly, it was like she never left, right?
I mean, yeah.
She came back in and it was like riding a bike.
I feel like we all were so emotional.
Because we truly thought it was never going to happen again.
We've been trying to beg Sam to come back for years. We're like, come on, like, just a dinner. Like, it'll just be us girls. And she was just like, no, like, I'm good. I don't want to be on the show anymore. And, like, we respected that.
Yeah.
And then she comes walking with Angelina. And I'm like, bitch.
I know.
We've been trying to get you here for years.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Well, back in the day, she told me, like, just please stop asking me. So I was like, okay, like, I'm just... She truly didn't want to be a part of it anymore. Yeah. So I was like, okay, so I'm just done asking.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact that she's back, really, clearly you saw, like, I cried. Like, I was so happy to have her back. It was like I truly never thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So
very emotional.
Yeah, Sam is back, and she said she will come on our podcast.
Yes.
So that is going to be in the future. Sam will be on, and we can get all, you know, the low down on Sam.
I mean, there's already a lot. We're only, like, a couple episodes in, and you guys see how chaotic and crazy it is. And
a lot of drama this
There's
season.
Always a lot of drama.
I just feel like, I think because I came in with drama, because of the reunion with Angelina.
Oh,
and
the reunion
like,
was...
That was, like,
crazy
exhausting.
Pants. What is happening?
And what people don't get, like, the reunion was only 2 days before we went to the Poconos. Where did, was it Poconos? Where did we even go? Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. I don't know if it was Poconos, though.
Oh, it was the Pennsylvania.
It was up in the woods in PA.
Yeah. It was, like, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Which I actually loved the cabin. It was beautiful.
Beautiful cabin.
But I was dreading it because the reunion happened, and then 2 days later, we had to go right into filming, and I wasn't, like, really prepared. Like, I felt like the reunion was a lot.
The reunion was definitely a lot, and I'm not, like, good with confrontation and, like, you know, just, like, drama and all of that. So when that happened, the next day, we had to film scenes.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm
sick.
And I literally called the producers, and I was like, I need a mental day. Like, when shit like that goes down, I'm not good in the headspace.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm always positive. I look at the positive, and I don't let myself get down. But after that reunion, I needed a mental day.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to be in bed and just, like, recharge, because that was, like, too... I hate fighting with each other.
Like, I was trying to be, like, super positive, and, like, I wasn't trying to fight with anybody. But then when she got up, I was like, okay, this is crazy pants. Like, you know, I wasn't expecting that. Like, none of us do that to each other anymore. Like, we're 30-somethings, 40-something-year-old people.
It just felt like the Bad Girls Club, so I needed a day.
Yeah, so, like, I wasn't, like, ready, you know, to go into filming. But, yeah, it was only, like, 2 days. So, like, it was just a lot of drama, which I'm usually not a part of because I try and stay away from it, but it's just been, like, crazy. You'll see as it unfolds this season.
Yeah.
But, you know, the meatballs, we don't like to fight with people.
No.
It's not our thing. Like,
meatballs
stop.
Just like to have fun and make friends and, like, no drama. Obviously, there's going to be drama. Like, the only time I feel like the meatballs have drama is when, like, Mina and Dren come out.
Oh,
and that's,
yeah,
like,
they're
not
brats.
Even real drama. And we're just like, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Mina and Dren are, like, the worst.
The worst.
Poor.
Have they been together lately?
Mina and Dren have never.
Because I feel like Mina's out, and then I'm me, and then Dren comes out in your youth.
Yeah.
Though.
Like, Mina and Dren have never come into contact. Thank God. It was a
close. Do you think they would team up, or they would fight each other?
I think they would team up. They're sickos.
Yeah.
They're, like, sick in
They'd
the head.
They'd be like,
those
let's
two.
Kill everyone.
Well, Mina still, I don't think, likes to kill people. Dren might.
Oh, Dren will slice her head off.
Mina's, like, really, like, nasty with the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
She's mean.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And Dren's like, I'll slice you.
Yeah.
I will stab you.
Yeah, they would probably just be a team. Mm-hmm. They almost came together, I feel like, when we were in Pennsylvania. I feel like they
were
close.
With the prank?
The prank, but right before the prank at the table, we were, like, looking at each other, like, annoyed with everyone, like, for no reason.
Oh, my God, yes.
And I'm like, I don't even know
why
I'm annoyed.
Well, we were annoyed that Jenny wasn't drinking with us, and she was just sitting there twirling her hair, and I go, are you just going to sit there and twirl your hair?
Yeah. And I'm like,
I was like, have some wine.
I
so know. I was annoyed at her.
And then, like, Jenny and Angelina were talking, and me and you're like, why are they talking?
I was like, are they best friends now?
They haven't even made up yet.
It's like, they don't even like each other.
Mina and Dren were, like, on one at that dinner. I just remember looking at you, and me and you both had evil eyes. Like reading each other's minds.
Ew.
And I'm like,
the producers are probably like, something's going down.
Yeah. Yeah. I really thought at that moment.
Oh, my God.
That's why I was like, I need to order. Because usually I would order, like, a steak and never eat it because, like, I'm too, like, drunk. And I was like, I need a grilled cheese and french fries because if I don't
do that. I'm surprised you didn't get Taco Bell.
Oh, I love Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Taco Bell drunk is my favorite thing. Favorite thing.
Did you know I only had Taco Bell once in my life?
You would shit your pants.
And just to try it. And I was like, oh, this is good.
Nicole has, like, such an easy stomach. Like, she poops all the time. So I feel like Taco Bell would be not good for you.
It would be like a detox.
Yeah. I don't know
and
if
I
you
like
need
tacos.
That. But it is so good. Oh, my God. Drunk and a nice, like, Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh, when I'm drunk, I just want a pepperoni sliced pizza.
Oh, you love that.
I love pizza.
You also like a nice meatball parm sub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're hungover.
Yes. I'll do a meatball parm, and then I'll do a pepperoni calzone.
Wait, how about when we were in Pennsylvania and we got the Wawa sandwiches? And we were, like, after the alien abduction, we were, like, eating
our
Wawa sandwiches.
Like, fuck this.
I was like, I just need my Wawa sandwich.
I can't.
It's always good to eat, everybody, before you go to sleep, because
it'll help your hangover a little bit. And chug a water, even though sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
Even if when you know you're drinking. Like, this is a meatball rule. If you know you're going to have a meatball day or you know you're drinking that night, do carbs before.
Yes.
So, like, usually I'll have, like, a bagel with cream cheese or, like, something, like, carby for lunch.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to black out on my third drink.
I know. It's still you know what's crazy? Sometimes I feel like I do all of that and then I get drunker. Like I'm like my drunker.
Well, yeah. It depends on my tolerance though, because usually, like, so me and Dina sometimes like once a week. So if this is like a week where we're stressed or like, you know, we're just annoyed, me and Dina will text each other and we're having a glass of wine every single night.
Yeah.
But like say like, you know, we're taking a couple of days off, like we haven't drank wine in like 4 days.
Yeah.
And then we have a glass of wine. Like I'll feel tipsy after one glass of wine.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like I've been doing like 3 days a week. I do like my wine because I feel like 3 days a week I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm not an alcoholic. Like I'm all right.
No. An alcoholic is if you wake up and you like drink constantly all day and like you do it again the next day.
Yeah. So we're fine.
Yeah. If we have 2-3 glasses of wine, we're okay. We're mothers.
Yeah.
We're moms.
You know what? Bringing that up, I was so annoyed with that one person that messaged you and was like, stop promoting wine culture or mom culture.
Mom wine culture.
I'm like, girl.
Oh my God.
Enough. Like you're allowed to have wine.
And these are moms.
Yeah.
Like judging other moms.
Like stop.
First of all, when we're moms, we should all encourage each other no matter what. Like, I feel like moms judging other moms is
so annoying.
Bullshit.
You shouldn't. Because like, you know what? Everyone has their own thing.
Everyone has their own
thing.
And everyone's like, you shouldn't be promoting drinking wine all the time because you're drunk in front of your kids. Like, no, bitch, that's not even it. We are great mothers.
No, absolutely.
We are allowed to have wine. Like, if I'm cooking dinner, I can have a glass of wine not be a degenerate mom.
Agree. And like I said, I'll do wine like 3 days a week and probably like a Tuesday. I don't like to drink days in a row because you know me. You know how I am. Like if I drink 2 days in a row, I just feel sick.
Yeah.
So like I'll do like
and
a
Tuesday. And you guilt trip yourself.
Yeah, I always guilt trip myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, no, though. You're not.
But Tuesday, like usually like Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, I have my wine. And listen, it's not like I'm drinking wine all day.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
As soon as like I start dinner at like 5:30, I'll have like my glass of wine, then get the kids together. It's not like I'm like chugging a whole bottle. I'm like,
right.
I'm just like relaxing my body because those nights are my nights that I'm going to have me time.
Yeah.
So when the boys go to sleep, I'm like, okay, this is my time for me time. Even when, like, even with Chris to sleep, like, I love Chris to death, but sometimes you just want to be by yourself.
Yeah.
And like watch your shows and drink your wine and just have a moment because moms don't get that, you know, at all.
So the Karen moms are like, well, instead of you like, oh, I need a glass of wine because I had such a hectic day. They're like, why don't you go take a walk and like drink vitamin water?
No, thank
you.
No,
bitch.
That's not fun for me.
Fucking vitamin water.
All,
I want a glass of wine.
Yeah. First of
all, why are you judging me, fucker?
I hate fucking working out. Working out is terrible.
I enjoy it.
You do enjoy
because it like if I'm pissed off and I'm running or like lifting, it just I get my aggression out.
That's good. I don't.
No, yeah, everyone's different.
Me, I'm like, just well,
yeah,
give
Dina's
me
not into it.
My glass of wine.
Well, luckily you have a nice body and don't need to work out.
Thanks. I did gain a little weight, which I'm like,
who gives a fuck?
Fine about actually because I feel like this like past couple months after filming, like I've been keeping like for. Like, the last 2 years, I kept, like, a pretty slender figure.
Mm.
But, like, I kind of, like, it's hard because I do, like, the intermittent fasting or, and then, I do, like, and, like,
I don't care what
summer,
I look like anymore.
I was like, you know what?
I don't care.
I just want to eat what I want.
Yeah.
I want to drink what I want.
Yeah.
And I just want to enjoy life.
Like, obviously, we're not going to get to the point where, like, we're unhealthy and, like, we have health issues.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, like, I'm not striving to look a certain way. Like this,
either.
It is what it is. I'm confident with myself.
For a long time, I was.
Oh, it's an issue for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I just did a TikTok about this.
Especially being on TV, you know, like, as soon as you gain, especially for a meatball, if we're 5'4", 5'8", you know, like, if we gain three.
I am tiny.
If you gain 3 pounds.
You look like you gained 20.
Exactly. So it sucks
for
us.
We're squished.
We really are
we're literally
meatballs.
And our hands are like sausage fingers. It's like, it's
like,
whatever.
Come on. Listen, though.
And it doesn't help when we're standing next to Jenny and Sam, who are like tall toothpicks.
And Angelina's skinny as fuck.
Yeah, Angelina is like a freaking thread.
Yeah, and then
so
there's
like, can
the
you
meatballs.
Please just go away?
I'm like, thank God.
Don't stand next to me when we're filming.
Go over there.
Yeah, if we're doing press, do not sit near me. So I'm going to look like a balloon.
Literally. So I've been
trying. I don't care. I'm happy.
I'm getting there.
I don't care.
I'm getting there. And I look at you and I'm like so proud that you're like there. Because for a while you weren't. You're like, you know.
Oh, I had a huge eating disorder my whole
life.
So
I feel like when I look at you, you're like my inspiration. Because I'm like, that's my meatball. And she's just living her best life and eating what she wants and enjoying it. And you still look freaking fabulous. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to freaking enjoy myself.
I just stopped worrying about what I look like on TV. And what people think I look like.
It's so
freaking
hard. It is hard.
And I stopped comparing myself to the other girls on the show.
I know. I know.
I just stopped it all.
I know. I'm trying. It's just, you know, it's mentally draining. If, like, you gain, like, 3 pounds, like you said, like, people are like, oh, Dina gained weight. Do you see Dina gained weight?
Yeah, and I'm
like,
cares?
Oh, my God. Leave me alone, please.
Oh, literally.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
So back to the wine culture.
Should we just open the rosé right now?
Yeah. Back to the mom wine culture.
As we're drinking it. Oh, we don't drink during the day.
Okay, so
11:17.
This is going to be a disclaimer. Well, Blair, our producer here, he does It's Happening. He's our producer for me and Joey's show. He has a podcast, and I did his show at like 11:30. He was drinking wine.
Oh, so, I like it.
You know?
You.
See, we're at work. This is what we do for a living.
Well, we're away from the kids for the day, so we are allowed.
Yeah, everybody is well taken care
of. So if you're a Karen judging, please don't listen to our show. But we have some Messy Mama, and this is my Rowdy Rosé. And it's delicious and perfect for summer.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have a little glass in our mugs.
Yeah, and, you know, like Nicole said, she likes to have, like, a nice bagel before she drinks a lot. She just, she had a nice,
It's really good.
Yes. She had her nice green tea latte with no food today, so this should go.
Well, I didn't know we were, like, drinking.
Well, I wasn't sure either.
Yeah, but then we always say this. Ugh. Me and Dean are like, you know, we're gonna be good today. Look at us at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
But back to wine culture. So I have people, because, you know, I have my wine. I'm going to, like, promote my wine, and, like, I love wine. Like, I'm not ashamed about it. And so we're getting all these comments about people saying you're promoting alcoholism, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're so stupid.
So annoying.
But then they're like, why don't you promote the moms that like to have marijuana and edibles? I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not judging you if you want to have an edible. I mean, personally, I can't do any type of CBD or it just makes me paranoid. Even like an edible. I had an edible and I was in the corner. Like, my body can't handle it.
I've never had an edible. Back in the day, I did smoke weed here and there, and I got, like, super paranoid, so I haven't really touched it since. Because I don't know. I want to say it was laced, but I think I just had a bad reaction to it.
Yeah.
And, but my mom,
everybody does
edibles. Gummies and stuff, especially after my dad passed. Like, you know, like, she actually got, you know, medical.
Right.
But yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
nothing.
If I could do it, I would do it too. So
I do want to try a gummy, I think. I think I might have
last time I did a gummy, it wasn't great.
No.
But I don't know if it was like
did
a strong
you take too
gummy.
Much?
I just took one. But like
maybe
my body's
like
so sensitive to all that
half.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would love to like have a gummy, relax, and like unwind.
Yeah, to save
instead
the calories
of like a wine
too.
To save a
Listen, if the gummies work for me and they relax me, maybe I'll switch to a gummy. But
so
I do like my wine.
So all the moms that do gummies, whatever you gotta do to unwind. We accept it all.
Yeah.
There's no judgment here. So please don't give judgment back. It's ridiculous.
No,
we are not promoting alcoholism for being a mom. Like, we're not alcoholic moms.
No, it's not like we drink every day.
And I feel like some people judge us because, like, when we do our short trips, like, we'll do a 48-hour trip on the show, and we're not with our kids. We're gone for 2 days.
And I think what people forget is we're making a show. Like, we're making a show. We're making entertainment. So do you want us to just sit there and be boring and be like, meh, Like, no, you want us to drink, have a good time. The meatballs are fun.
And everyone's like, oh, you can't have fun without alcohol. I'm like, okay.
I'm like,
I like drinking. Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah. If I'm going to be away from my kids and filming and, yeah, why wouldn't I drink and just let loose when I don't have any responsibility but making a TV show, you know? But,
so that's that.
Yeah. And like I said, like, I love trash TV. So, like, I've been, like, trashed, like, watching all this TV and, like, that's like my me time.
It's not
like
guilty pleasure.
It's not like I'm out partying and dancing. I'm sitting in bed next to my kids.
Like,
and just
I need me
time.
I'm gonna go to the bar by myself and black out. Like, no, I just want to drink wine in my bed with Cheez-Its. My kids are right there sleeping.
Watch shows,
and I'm just gonna watch shows.
Yeah, I like to munch too at night.
Yeah,
talk about. I'm like, I'm having pizza bites at 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, like once you're on like your third glass.
I'm like, ooh.
I was like, I'm going to make Elias.
Yeah. Goldfish.
Yeah, yummy.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is a non-judgment zone, and we want you all to know that we never judge, so don't do it to us. And this is a safe place for us to, you know, vent and bullshit.
Absolutely. But I do want to—so when we first started Jersey Shore Family Vacation, we drank a lot more than we do now. Like, when we were first in Miami, because we were younger, like, I felt like...
Wait, so you didn't have kids yet?
I didn't have kids.
And I had Lorenzo and Giovanna.
Yeah.
Can you imagine...
I don't know how you did it.
Because I was drinking, trying to... That's how I coped with not being around my kids.
Yeah, so first Jersey Shore...
And then
Shore,
we're in the hospital.
Yeah, oh my God. First Jersey Shore Family Vacation, it was a lot like back in OG. Like we were away for 2 months. So we left for 2 months and I like didn't understand because I didn't have kids. Nicole and Jenny didn't have their babies for 2 months. I don't know how you guys did it.
Well, we didn't see them for 2 weeks and then I said, I need to go home at some point. I don't know... Now I know. I give you 2 days and I have to go home.
Things like, have changed.
I'm not leaving my kids. So
the moms changed them. The moms made sure to change that.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I can't leave my kids like that. Like, I will die. I'll die inside. And I can't, like, give the entertainment that I need because I need to be a mother. So, yeah, me and Jenny were there because we both had two kids. We were there for 2 weeks. And then we went home for 24 hours. So we got there at night.
I went with you guys. Remember, I did a stink.
Yeah, because she missed Chris.
I'm like, I'm going with them.
Yeah. So we got home at night, and then the next day we flew back. So we weren't even home for 24 hours. My kids saw me; they were hysterically crying, like, "Mom, don't leave!" It was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, we drank a lot. I will never do that again. On that trip, I feel like we were just all so pumped that we were back.
Yeah,
because it was. You know, the first time we were back since the original Jersey Shore that ended, I think, 2013, and it was 2017 when we came back.
Yeah.
And we were just all pumped. We were pumped to be back. We were pumped to be together. And we were living in a house for 2 months together. And we just went back to our old ways.
We
in
went
that
back
season.
To like OG season, like 21 years old.
Drinking every day.
Partying, going out at like 12 o'clock.
But
like,
our bodies weren't used to it.
No, because we were older.
Yeah, we were like in our 30s now. And our bodies weren't used to it. So we were trying to drink like we were back in the day. Me and Nicole, this is like behind the scenes. So me and Nicole wound up like 2 days back to back because we were like on meatball days. Nicole went first. All of a sudden, I wake up and Nicole's not in her bed. And I'm like, oh, my God. I was hungover. I was like, where's my meatball?
Bad.
Like, what happened to her? I'm like, where did she go? Is she still – did she go out again after I went to sleep?
No. It was like 2 a.m. And I woke up and I felt so fucking sick. My body was shaking because I was so dehydrated. I felt like I was going to throw up every 2 seconds just from the exhaustion of – just filming and like being up all the time and then add on like drinking with that and like not eating well. My body was just shutting down. They didn't show this on the show.
No,
but me
not.
And Dina were like, we need to go to the hospital. I need a freaking IV bag.
Yeah.
Like I need to like rest my body. And I knew if I went to the hospital and got the IV bag, like I would get that and be hydrated. But I also needed to get away from everything.
Sometimes you do because they want you 24/7.
Yeah, no, and that's not happening anymore.
Yeah,
like so, we don't let that fly anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. But like the first season back, we were pumped. We were like, all right, just go with the flow, like of what it is. So Nicole went to the hospital the night of our meatball day. I wake up. And the producers were like, there's like, you know, there's this gay bar and they have what is it? They had the drag queens and all that stuff. And I'm like, I am so hungover. They're like, you know, because they want you to, you know, be on 24/7. They're like, come on, be a meatball. And I'm like,
especially
okay.
Especially our character. And I put that in air quotes. Like, they want the meatballs to meatball.
Yeah, always. So I'm like, okay, like, fine. So Jenny's like, I'll go with you. And Jenny's pumped because she loves, like, you know, a nice gay bar. And it was going to be so much fun.
Yeah,
so
I love a gay bar.
Me and Jenny go. And it was, like, 10:30. I was probably still drunk from the night before.
Oh, no.
So
I was in the hospital.
Yeah, you were in the hospital.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
So I'm in the gay, I'm like at the gay bar having a blast. I'm getting like, I think.
So you got drunk again.
So I think they were like, I was like dancing with all like the queens and having a blast. And then all of a sudden, I think it just all hit me and I was like not functioning. And Jenny like put me into the van. And then you do see this on the show where I wake up and I'm like, where the fuck am I? And I'm at home and I'm like, how did I get here? And then I go and I take a nap. I wake up and I go down and I like didn't feel good. I felt so sick. And I like said to Jenny, I'm like, I think you had just got home.
I just got home and I was jealous. So I like felt better because I had the IVs and stuff. So I get home.
But I was non-functioning at this point.
Yeah, but you were still drunk though.
Yeah.
You were wasted.
I was like not okay.
And then I see Jenny and she's drunk and Jenny's like never drunk. So I'm like, what did I miss?
I think
and
you put me to sleep. You're like, you need a nap.
No, so you guys were like, we went to a gay bar. I'm like, oh, no, get your shit. We're going back to the gay bar.
I didn't go. Did I?
Yeah, you came in the van and me and Jenny were about to hop out and you were just like dead. And I told the producers, I was like, bring her back to bed. I was like, she is not going to function.
No, because I was like on 2 days of like you were back literally, to back.
Your mouth was open in the car like sleeping, like you were done.
Oh, I was done.
Yeah.
Thank God you did that.
So you went back and me and Jenny were like, all right, come on, let's go.
Yeah. Because
I was jealous that I missed the gay bar.
But then I did nap.
I was still like sick.
Yeah. And then I napped.
Like I shouldn't have went to the gay bar.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have. But we were like I said, like. But I didn't expect to give so many episodes.
But also, I didn't want to stay in that house. Because in that house, you just sit there and the camera's just staring at you sitting on the bed. And I'm just like, I don't feel well enough for like me to just sit here and I'm on camera. Like, I want to. When you're sick, you just want to be alone in bed, like no one looking at you. And when you film, that's not.
Now it's not like that. But back in the day,
oh, yeah, we get our
first couple, the first season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, it was like that. Like, the house was rigged. Everything was rigged.
Oh, yeah.
Our rooms were rigged.
Fuck
the only thing that wasn't rigged
I'm too old for that now.
The bathroom. And we didn't even have our cell phones for that one either.
Oh, I snuck one in.
I mean, I always sneak one in.
Yeah. But I snuck it in because I have kids. Now that won't fucking fly.
No. So I wound up at the – so I go to the producers and I was like, I think I have to go to the hospital. And then Jenny wound up being home or maybe it was the next morning. And Jenny's like, I'll drive you to the hospital because she needed a break. Jenny was like, oh, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
And
us
like,
girls like always want to run away.
I feel like everybody thought I was doing it because you did it. But I was like, I wound up getting like 5 or 6 bags of fluids. That's how dehydrated I was. And I'm like, see, I wasn't making it up. Like, I needed help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I needed something.
And I feel like with your body, you always get sick.
Always.
Every time we film, Dina's always sick.
Not so back in the day, yes, because my body, I would run it dry because, you know, I felt like I needed to give them my all because, you know, we have to make so many episodes per, like, per filming. So that's, like, another reason why me and Nicole were always up late drinking because we're the night crew, quotes. We're, like, the night crew.
Yeah, the night crew when we're there all day.
Yeah.
So we literally do overtime.
So, like, for us, staying up late gives a little more episode for, like, the full episode that they need. So when everybody goes to sleep, we're expected to stay up, which is fine because, like, usually we're already drunk and we're like, you know what, screw it. If it's going to get us more episodes, that's fine. So we just, you know, do our meatball thing and we, you know, have a blast. But I feel like people don't understand it is a job. So, like, we know what we're doing. You don't think I want to go to sleep, but I know, like, this is my job. I am a meatball. This is, we're making episodes.
Yeah.
So if we, you know, do another act, we make that episode. So we're like, screw it. We'll stay up for another hour and, you know, just be silly and fun because that's who we are.
Yeah, I feel like when we're on, we're on. Like, the meatballs know how to make a TV show, how to make episodes, and we're, like, ready to go. And we're excited about it, but, yeah, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
So after we're done filming, we go home. I'm literally on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just, like, trying to rest when I can. Like, obviously, you know, taking care of the kids and stuff like that, I'm running around. But when I get a minute, I am on the couch.
Yeah, and
I'm
resting. Not drinking.
Yeah, no, not drinking. I'm drinking my lemon water. All. Yeah, no.
But things have changed. Like, what I love is, like, they have kind of, like, we kind of, like, made it a little bit easier for us moms because we told them, like, what we will and what we will not do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, I feel like we've, what's the word?
Compromised?
Compromised. And I feel like we evolved the show. Like, the show now evolved into something else, which I think, I mean, I love it much more. Mm-hmm. I love what the show, and like, evolved into, where it's, like, family vacation because we're... Yeah. Freaking moms. Mm-hmm. And we, like, me and Nicole, like, tell them, like, we'll do two nights. And then, like, on the big trips, like, I bring my kids. If she can't bring her kids, that's why Nicole is in and out because, you know, she will only do certain amount of days without the kids.
Well, yeah, it's really hard with my kids because they're dedicated into sports. And if they miss a couple practices, they're, like, out of the routine, out of the game. So I can't be selfish with that. So that's why, you know, I stay a couple of days and then I try and come back. But, yeah, once the kids get older, it's so much harder.
Oh, it's definitely going to be harder. Like, I'm, you know, I'm very grateful, like, that they're allowing my kids to come.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to do it with my kids not there.
Yeah.
And Chris.
I mean, even though you don't really see them, it's nice to know that they're with you and you go back in the room and you're sleeping together.
Yes.
It's just like that comfort.
Yeah. Because sometimes people will be like, you don't even see your kids. I'm like, I actually do see my kids.
Yeah,
like,
just off camera.
We do, like, you know, we'll go out and do our thing. But we have, like, breaks here and there that I see my kids. And then, you know, always, it's just nice going back to sleep with them. So, yeah, the show definitely evolved, which I love. And then, like, what I love about, you know, our show is, like, just us being meatballs. And I'm glad that we're able to, like, now do this, like, me and you, because we've always wanted to do stuff like this, and, like, we just weren't sure, like, the right time. So I'm happy that we're doing this now, and I'm excited to have meatballs on the podcast.
Oh my, like, god, same.
Fan meatballs. And, like,
well, speaking of fan meatballs, you guys, we actually have a number that you guys can text, you can call, leave voicemails, because we definitely,
oh my god, yes,
we definitely want you guys to, like, call in, ask questions, like, tell, like, a funny story so we can relate to it. You could ask us advice. You can complain about something. This is, like, an open space for everyone. And not just, like, meatball moms.
No, all meatballs.
Literally everyone. All meatballs. So you guys can text or leave us a message at this number, 732-508-7952. So you can leave us a message, text us. We're gonna try and get to them every single episode, and then we'll have, like, a portion in the episode where we'll, you know, we'll listen and go over it. So the number is 732-508-7952.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to just, like,
I really want to hear the stories.
Yeah, I can't wait to see into other meatballs' lives. Yeah.
Like, this is my meatball story. This is why I relate to you guys.
Or this is why I'm a meatball. Yeah. Or us giving advice to other people. That should be fun.
But I feel like our advice is, like, from our own experience.
Yeah. And I think we give good advice.
Yeah. I think we give very good advice.
We do. I, like, joke around, but we're actually really good advice people. I mean,
don't take our word for it.
I could be a therapist, probably.
Oh, totally.
For sure.
Because I feel like we're very compassionate, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're both empaths.
Yes.
So we can feel people's energy, and we could just always read the room, and, you know, meatballs are, meatballs have, like, mediumship, so I feel like...
Superpowers.
Yeah, so I feel like we're good with, you know, giving advice.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
So this was really fun talking with you guys.
Yeah,
I love you. So glad we got into studio. And yeah, we did it, meatball. We did it.
Let's go get sauced.
See you later, bitches.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.